This is Ham College, episode 133, for January 22nd, 2026. Ham College is brought to you by ICOM. The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Good evening. Welcome to a special recorded on Thursday night edition of Ham College. I'm Professor Thomas.
And I'm Dean Martin.
And wow, why are we here? We were just here maybe 2 weeks ago.
We were actually here about a week ago for the Amateur Logic.
Well, I mean for, yeah.
Yeah, we're doubling up on them because the end of the question pool or the expiration date for the technician question pool is coming up fast, so we want to get to the end of it before it expires.
Yep. So we're having two episodes of Ham College each month till I think June.
For your same price.
Yep. And we're asking each time twice as many questions.
So that's like four times the chance of a buzzer.
So even if it's not a challenge to you, it is to us.
Yeah, no kidding.
What did we talk about last time?
Quite a bit, actually, because that was the first one we doubled up on, I believe.
Yeah.
So we did fixed and variable resistors, capacitors, inductors, fuses, switches, batteries, semiconductor stuff. We talked about basic principles and applications of solid-state devices, diodes and transistors. That was quite a lot. An action-packed episode.
Quite so. And this month, well, actually, this is the same month. But this time around.
This week.
Yeah. This week, it's as many subjects as well. It's going to be circuit diagrams, use of schematics, basic structure, schematic symbols of basic components, and component functions like rectifiers, relays, voltage regulators, meters, indicators, integrated circuits, transformers, resonant circuits, and shielding. All useful things.
Cool. Yeah.
So all of this is sort of electronics this time around, not a bunch of rules and regulations or procedures, just good old... I won't say basic because it's a little over basic, but I mean stuff that you need to know as a technician. What is the name of an electrical wiring diagram that uses standard component symbols? A, bill of materials.
B, connector pinout.
C, schematic.
Or D, flowchart. What's the name of an electrical wiring diagram that uses standard component signals? I do happen to know this one. This one is a schematic.
You just went straight for the
throat. I did. Right for it. We're not playing around. We got so many questions we can't afford to waste time this time. I'm just kidding.
Well, it's kind of true.
It is kind of true, but we will discuss ones that need to be discussed. But you know it's not a bill of materials. And the connector pinout, while it's important, it doesn't have standard component signals on it. Basically just a wiring diagram. And a flow chart doesn't have component symbols either. It's just blocks, boxes and triangles and stuff like that.
They were saying C over in the chat room as well. But all of those things you could have in some technical documentation.
Mm-hmm.
But schematic, I'll agree. That's closest one to electrical wiring diagram.
What is component one in figure T-1? A, resistor.
B, a transistor.
C, a battery.
Or D, connector. Let's see, component one, I can't get my pen to it, but right there somewhere. It's the one with the red one on it.
It's the one, yes. Component one is the one with the one beside it.
Yeah. Man, I know what it is, and I think I'm sure everyone in the chat room knows what it is.
But the people that haven't taken the test might not know what it
is. Might not know what it is.
So that's why we're here.
That little zigzag line there, that is a resistor. A. There's my answer.
Did you get to resistor. Your answer. Yep. You got questions, we got answers.
What is component two in figure T-1? A, a resistor.
B, a transistor.
C, indicator lamp.
Or D, a connector. Number two, I believe, is going to be a transistor.
Transistor. That's what they're saying in the chat room.
Transistor, yeah.
For bonus points, well, first, let's see if you're right.
I'm right.
You are right. For bonus points, can you tell us what type of transistor that is? PNP or NPN?
NPN?
Yep.
Never point in?
Yep. Never points in.
All right, here's one for you, tough guy. Uh-oh. What is component three in figure T-1? A, resistor.
B, a transistor.
C, a lamp.
Or D, ground symbol. Number three, I can point at it because it's like right here.
Oh, that was kind of obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what that is. It's an indicator lamp.
Yeah, it actually looks it's like a lamp. What it is.
Yeah. That's what the chat room's saying.
Like one, two, and four don't really look like what they are, but that one actually does, resembles it.
Yep. Lamp.
Nailed it.
What is component four in figure T-1? A, resistor.
B, a transistor.
C, ground symbol.
Or D, a battery. Component four. That is going to be, it's not a resistor, because I'm going to go ahead through the process of elimination here, because we just did what a resistor is. It's not a transistor either. And I know what a ground symbol looks like. It looks kind of like the pitchfork. So that's going to be a battery.
I knew if if anybody was going to get this one, it was going to be you.
The battery?
The battery thing. You're like battery king. Everybody in the chat room got it right. Mike said it's two cell. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm not sure. I've never thought about it. Is that how that? Yeah, I guess that could be. Two cells. But that's
a battery.
Yeah, it's just a battery. That's all we need to know about it.
All right. Well, it's getting a little bit more complicated here.
Yeah, different schematic.
What is component six in figure T-2? A, resistor.
B, capacitor.
C, regulator IC.
Or D, a transistor. What is component six? Component six. Well, it's not a transistor because there are no transistors on that diagram. It's not a regulator IC. It's not a resistor. We already know what that looks like. It's a capacitor. B. Tom doesn't have the capacity to answer that question. Mike says C, a condenser. C is not a condenser, though. C is a regulator, I see. Mike was just joking. He knows what it is. It's B, a capacitor. And we can tell that because it's got two plates side by side, not touching, with conductors coming off of them. That's the symbol for capacitor. What is component 8 in figure T-2? A, a resistor.
B, an inductor.
C, a regulator IC.
Or D, a light-emitting diode. Component 8. Oh, that's better. Well, I believe without those lines, that's a diode. So, like number 5 would be a diode. So, I'm going to say that's a LED or light emitting diode.
I would agree with you, and the chat room agrees with you as well.
They are quite agreeable this evening.
They are. I think these guys have seen these symbols before. You're correct. Light emitting diode. It's clearly a diode and a little arrows.
Yeah, I don't know how you would really like tell somebody how to reason that out, other than just kind of have to learn them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can kind of, like a diode, you know, current goes in one direction, so you can.
But a lot of people don't really know that.
Well, but they should. If they don't know what a diode is, there's no way they're going to get LED. Well, I can't say no way, but.
If they look at it, memorize the, learn the symbols, they will.
A capacitor, well, you know, we know it's two plates, so that would be it. I better shut up because some of these others might come up yet in the questions.
What is component 9 in figure T-2? A, variable capacitor.
B, a variable inductor.
C, variable resistor.
Or D, a variable transformer.
Oh, that one's easy.
What is number 9? Well, how the choices we got there, that's a variable resistor. C.
I thought it was a potentiometer.
No.
Isn't that the same thing?
It depends on how it's wired. The way it's wired, it's a rheostat.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Because you could do that with only two legs. A leg on the right really doesn't make any difference. Variable resistor. That's all that's doing there. Chat room saying C.
And you
as
know, because it's got a resist. You know, the resistor was a zigzag line.
Yep. And the little arrow is a wiper, so it can move along the resistance. Yep. What is component 4 in figure T2? A, variable inductor.
B, double pole switch.
C, potentiometer.
Or D, transformer. Component 4. Ah. That's kind of easy. I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen 4 before. That is going to be a transformer.
I'm going to agree with you. Everyone in the chat room is. It's a transformer. And if you know what a transformer is, it's just, you know, like a couple of coils of wire. That one, there's something peculiar or particular about that transformer. Do you know what it is? Uh-huh. See the two lines through the middle?
Uh-huh.
That means it's an iron core transformer. Like a power transformer. As a matter of fact,
what would an audio transformer look like?
An audio transformer would have an iron core in there as well, so it would look like that.
Okay.
An RF transformer might look different, depending on what type it was. But
you just need to know it's a transformer.
That's what you need to know. They're not concerned about what's in the middle, if it's air or iron.
Or ink.
Ink?
onto the paper.
Toner, whatever.
Toner, whatever, yeah.
Or in this case, pixels.
What is component 3 in figure T-3? A, connector.
B, a meter.
C, variable capacitor.
Or D, a variable inductor. Component 3. Okay. To me, that looks like a coil. Because it's not zigzag. It's kind of like looped around. And there's a little thing on the side with an arrow that looks like you could tap along different spots on it.
Oh, we're not going to start that. Tap.
No. You could tap that thing. Yeah, so that's an inductor and it's variable. D, variable inductor. Chat room. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Is that what you were thinking?
That's exactly what I would have picked.
You're right, ready to tap it. Just wouldn't.
Nope. I'm not saying that anymore.
Okay.
After I had a rap song made of it.
Yeah.
Kind of broke me from it.
What is component 4 in figure T-3? A, an antenna.
B, transmitter.
C, a dummy load.
Or D, ground. It's not a ground. I believe that is going to be the symbol for an antenna.
You believe?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the chat room believes.
We have a lot of believers here. That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, too. And it is an antenna.
But that kind of makes me wonder, what is the semaphore dummy load?
Oh, you know.
That upside down?
Nope.
I don't care. I may have seen it, but I don't remember.
I've got a dummy load. Well, I've got several dummy loads in here. What's in every dummy load?
Resistor.
There you go.
Oh, that's
all? That's all it would be, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Which of the following is accurately represented in electrical schematics? A, wire lengths.
B, physical appearance of components.
C, component connections.
Or D, all of these choices are correct. Well, schematics don't tell the length of a wire. They don't physically look like the actual components, although they're sort of a line drawing.
Clearly.
Yeah. So it couldn't be all of these choices. It's C, component connections, because that's what you're seeing is how all of them are connected. That's my answer, C. Chat room.
Well, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right on the money there.
There we go.
The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Every call travels further. Every friendship feels closer, and the airways become a place where the season's warmth never fades. Whether you're catching up with familiar voices or discovering new ones, ICOM keeps every signal bright. Happy New Year from ICOM. The IC7300 MK2 builds upon everything operators loved about the original IC7300, elevating it to a sharper, cleaner, and more capable HF experience. Its improved RMDR, lower phase noise, enhanced cooling, and expanded I/O options make it the next level performer for serious operators who want crystal clear reception, rock solid transmit quality, and modern conveniences that fit today's operating styles. The result is an HF 50 MHz transceiver that feels familiar yet unmistakably evolved. Improved RMDR and phase noise, lower heat generation and reduced power consumption, HDMI output for external displays, USB Type-C with dual COM ports, built-in CW decoder and audio peak filter, and RX antenna in and out connectors. The ID52A Plus is ICOM's most advanced handheld for operators who want powerful digital capability, wideband flexibility, and a modern interface that brings the airwaves to life. With expanded D-Star performance, an upgraded 2.3-inch color display, enhanced Bluetooth functions, and simultaneous dual-band monitoring, the ID52A Plus delivers a richer, more connected experience wherever you go. It's the next evolution of handheld communications, compact, capable, and unmistakably ICOM. Heard it, worked it, logged it. For more information about ICOM's amateur radios and to locate a dealer, please visit icomamerica.com/amateur today.
They say let's give away some ICOM shirt and an ICOM shirt. Nice Ham Crew t-shirt. Look just as good when you leave the Ham Fest as you did when you got there. Like we always say. I literally always say.
It's got you covered coming and going.
Yep. So really nice, good shirt. I love mine.
Yep. I see you wearing it occasionally. That's not yours, though.
No, that was not mine. But you'll get a new one.
If you'd like one of those, there's an easy way to that you could possibly win it.
How's that?
Well, you just send an email to hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv.
Do I need to have a license?
You don't have to have a license, and particularly since we're studying the technician exam, you might not have a license.
That's good.
If you're watching this. So, no, you don't have to have a license. All you got to have is an email address so that you can send us an email and we can reply. And a name. We'd like a name just so we know who to...
Oh, you have to have a name?
No, you only have to have a first name.
Okay.
That's all you really need. You can put a little message in there if you'd like. That's, you know, we like reading those, but not everybody does.
And that's fine.
And that's fine, too.
Whatever floats your boat.
So before the show tonight, I drew a random number out of the entries and pulled a winner here. Right there. Do you want to... Tell us who and what they said.
It says, I appreciate the Ham College to teach future hams. 73 Craig, KC7CUE. So congratulations, Craig. You'll be hearing from ICOM soon. And they'll get your information to send you your shirt.
Yep.
Awesome.
Send your entry in now, hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv.
Oh, so you've already cleared the queue out? It's ready to go?
It's empty right now as we speak.
Perfect.
Yep.
So come on, get your entries in there.
Yep.
If you didn't win this month, you may win next month.
Yep. We don't collect them or do anything else with them other than just pick out a winner and send their email address to ICOM to inquire about where you'd like it shipped and what size you want.
Then that list goes into the bit bucket.
That's it. All right. We got more questions.
We got more answers.
Okay.
Just like Radio Shack.
Which of the following devices or circuits changes an alternating current into a varying direct current signal? A, a transformer.
B, a rectifier.
C, an amplifier.
Or D, a reflector. Which of the following devices or circuits changes an alternating current into a varying direct current from AC to DC? If I could only rectify this answer, I'm going to go with B, rectifier.
Rectifier, it would solve the problem, wouldn't it?
It would rectify the issue.
Yep. That's what they're saying over in the chat room.
Well, they are.
And it is B.
What is a relay? A, an electrically controlled switch.
B, a current controlled amplifier.
C, an inverting amplifier.
Or D, a pass transistor. What is a relay? It's an electrically controlled switch.
Yep. I've replaced so many of those things in my lifetime, it's not even funny.
Yep.
Literally hundreds of them.
A. That's what they're saying over in the chat room. An electrically controlled switch.
Makes sense. Which of the following displays an electrical quantity as a numeric value? A, potentiometer.
B, transistor.
C, a meter.
Or D, relay. Which of the following displays an electrical quantity as a numeric value? Well, a potentiometer doesn't really display anything. Neither does a transistor or a relay. But a meter. Pretty straightforward. I'm going to say C. And it is. What type of circuit controls the amount of voltage from a power supply? A, a regulator.
B, an oscillator.
C, a filter.
Or D, a phase inverter. Type of circuit controls the amount of voltage from a power supply. Well, you usually want a regulated power supply, so I'm going to go for regulator. A.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense filter, to the chat room.
Filter might keep noise out. I don't know, phase inverter, I don't know what that would be for in there. It's not an oscillator. It's going to be regulator. It's got to be.
It's got an A.
What component changes 120 volts AC power to a lower AC voltage for other uses? A, a variable capacitor.
B, a transformer.
C, transistor.
Or D, a diode. What component changes 120 volts AC power to a lower AC voltage for other uses? Pretty straightforward. If you know it, it's B, a transformer.
If you don't know it, it's still B, a transformer.
Yep. The chat room is saying B. And it is B, transformer. If you flip that transformer around backwards, it would do right the opposite.
Just step up instead of down?
Yep.
Who ever thought all that stuff up was pretty smart originally?
I mean, and they got dumb later?
Maybe. No. Could have. I don't know. Depending on if they touched some electricity.
There was some wild experimenting going on back in those days. You know it.
Which of the following is commonly used as a visual indicator? A, LED.
B, FET.
C, Zener diode.
Or D, bipolar transistor. Which of the following is commonly used as a visual indicator? Well, there's only one thing there that you could see any change on when it was operating. That would be A, an LED. So it could indicate something. A. That's what the chat room saying.
Lead.
Which of the following is combined with an inductor to make a resonant circuit? A, a resistor.
B, Zener diode.
C, potentiometer.
Or D, capacitor. Which of the following is combined with an inductor to make a resonant circuit? This is a little bit above my pay grade, but I think it's going to be D, capacitor.
Oh.
So I think a capacitor and an inductor. But I'm not positive. I think that's the answer. That's what other people think is the answer, too.
Mm-hmm. That is. You put those two together, and you got a resonant circuit. Depending on how you connect them, would matter as to what they do, but you could put them in parallel with each other or in series, and either one, they're gonna resonate together.
What is the name of a device that combines several semiconductors and other components into one package? A, a transducer.
B, a multipole relay.
C, integrated circuit.
Or D, transformer. What's the name of the device that combines several semiconductors and other components into one package?
I don't know what that one is.
Even if you didn't know, by the description, you could say, yeah, it sounds like they're integrated. It's integrated circuit. C.
What integrates all these components into one circuit? What would you call that?
Well, yeah, everybody's saying C in the chat room. And it is. What is the function of component 2 in figure T1? A, give off light when current flows through it.
B, supply electrical energy.
C, control the flow of current.
Or D, convert electrical energy into radio waves. What is the function of component 2, figure T1? That is a transistor.
I think I would agree with you.
So I think that's going to control the flow of current. I think. C.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
All right. I'll agree with you. Chat room's kind of all over the place on that one because of some blunders we made here in displaying the question as this was read. Okay. I think this will go a little better here. Here's the final question for tonight.
Okay. Which of the following is a resonant or tuned circuit? A, an inductor and a capacitor in series or parallel.
B, a linear voltage regulator.
C, a resistor circuit used for reducing standing wave ratio.
Or D, a circuit designed to provide high fidelity audio. Which of the following is a resonant or tuned circuit? A, an inductor and capacitor in series or parallel. Seems vaguely familiar. Like maybe somebody said that earlier. A linear voltage regulator. C, a resistor circuit used for reducing standing wave ratio. D, a circuit designed to provide high-fidelity audio. It certainly wouldn't do that. I'm going to say A, an inductor and capacitor in series or parallel. Chat room saying A. And it is. So, I would say there was almost a 100% success rate in the chat room tonight.
Yeah.
I say almost because I did see one or two that were different. So, yeah, there you go. Not bad for two groups of questions tonight.
I thought we might have got a buzzer too, but we didn't.
No, I didn't think we would. It was all fun stuff.
Well, some of the electronic stuff I'm familiar with, but it's just not my thing. I don't do a lot of it, so I just thought somebody slipped my mind. But I guess I did better than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Did fine.
They're basic things for the most part anyway.
Yeah.
So.
If you don't know what those are, maybe you want to look into it. You can do some really fun things with electronics.
Yeah. I remember you telling me one time it's kind of like programming, but it's hardware.
No, I think I said right the opposite. I think I said programming is like building stuff in electronics, but you don't have to keep running to Radio Shack for parts.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it came out, but I took it anyway.
Okay. You were looking at it from the programming direction.
Yeah, because it's already programmed.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you were trying to convince me that I should get into doing some of the electronics stuff.
Surely, you jest. I would never do such a thing.
Twist. Yeah.
It's all fun.
Yeah, it is. Writing code is a blast. I love that.
That is, and so is building stuff. It's same, well, almost the same experience.
I'm actually trying to looking for some kind of a project to write some code on now that I don't actually have to do it for a living. I want something that I actually want to write.
You remember we were talking about that on the radio one night recently?
Yeah.
And I looked, and there is a device or some devices that have the capabilities I was talking about. So that project could appear one day.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I'm not, and stop calling me Shirley. I'm not sure when he wrote that. Oh, I know when.
Yeah, you said it earlier.
Yeah. That was sort of like the trigger word, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to know when the next episode's going to be of Ham College or Amateur Logic.
Yeah, you figure it out, let us know.
And find out what else is going on in the community. There's a good place you can do that. One of our social media groups, facebook.com/group/hamcollege.
Yep, you can follow us at Ham College on Twitter or X.
Or if you're a member of groups.io, you can join our groups.io/g/amateurlogic page. And we'll post in there whenever there's going to be another show coming up, when there's a live stream happening, when the videos have been posted. And that's pretty much it.
That's actually, if you check your email, that's actually the most reliable thing. Because I don't do the Facebook thing that much anymore. I mean, I don't have anything against it. I just don't get on there that often. But I do check my email, and the group's IO thing is pretty nice because it just emails you when it's coming. Not a lot of extra stuff goes on.
We're going to have to get a little more active on Facebook, get some more posts going, because it hasn't been a lot posted there lately, although there's still stuff posted in there regularly, but not like several times a day like at one point.
Yeah.
What if somebody wanted to know when we covered a particular topic on Ham College?
That's easy peasy, man. Just go to amateurlogic.tv/wiki and search for it. It's all there.
For Ham College and Amateur Logic.
Yep.
Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, come see us at the Ham Fest next Friday and Saturday, especially Saturday.
Yeah. I'll probably be there both days.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll make it Friday or not. We'll see. I may for a little while, but we'll see. I might see if I go Friday for a few minutes, see if I can find any of the good deals.
Yeah. So that's next weekend. So we won't have a show then. And I believe we decided, or did we decide? The next Amateur Logic is going to be Friday, February the 13th.
Yeah.
Next Ham College, Friday, February the 6th. All right. 7-3, everyone.
7-3, everybody. See you.